Kim Caldaway is here. She is Sonoma County's Dental Health Program Manager, and we're here to talk about cavity-free Sonoma. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm amazed you could get to the studio this morning.
It was a little mixed up there at Farmers Lane.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're happy that you're here. Now, this is a program that involves kids up until the age of 6 who are enrolled in Medi-Cal. Is that right?
That is correct. All children in Sonoma County, no matter where you live, are able to go to the nearest health center, community health center. All of our community health centers have dental clinics associated with them. Take your child there between the ages of 0 and 6, enroll them in cavity-free Sonoma, and they will have an assessment by a dentist and then personalized health care plan made for them by a community health worker.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
All the community health workers are bilingual, bicultural. They'll be able to understand what's happening in a family by completing a very extensive interview, helping them identify ways to improve the child's dental health, such as weaning from the bottle and putting only water in a sippy cup. And then they'll be able to track the family with a telephone application that the family will download, keep with them. Every time a child brushes their teeth, a parent can ping a button on their telephone app, and then after so many brushings, the child will get a little award, a little bell and whistle and so on. So it's a kind of like a fitness tracker for dental health.
That is fantastic. And this is an ambitious program, Kim, this cavity-free Sonoma, but it must be essential for parents with kids 6 and under.
That's right. We've been doing surveys on children in kindergarten and third grade, and we found that children in kindergarten in Sonoma County have dental decay at a much higher rate than you might expect. About half of all kindergartners start school with having had cavities already. They only have about 20 teeth when they're 5 years old, so we really need to get to these children much younger. And one of the main messages is take your child to the dentist by the age of 1. Very
and
young.
Tell us about these centers, and how can people who are interested in taking advantage of this kind of care can get involved?
Well, we have community dental health centers in Healdsburg, Windsor, Cloverdale, Petaluma, Roanoke Park, Santa Rosa, Sonoma, and Guerneville. So you go to your community health center, you walk in the door, and you say, I'd like to enroll my child in cavity-free Sonoma, and they will immediately make an appointment for your child to see the dentist.
Wow, it's pretty fantastic, and this is going to go on for how long?
This is a 4-year pilot project that we've received funding for from the state of California.
Yeah, so a grant is paying for this program.
Absolutely,
fantastic.
And we've been granted so that we can practice this project, see if this model works, and if it does, the state of California can use it.
Absolutely fantastic, and the kids not only of Sonoma County but California and the rest of the nation can use it, I'm sure. Congratulations in advance and good luck. Keep us posted.
Thank you very much.
That is Kim Caldaway from Sonoma County's Dental Health. She's the program manager there, and we'll be talking more as we move along through this week and through the entire program for cavity-free Sonoma. We'll keep you posted on how it's working for those who need it.
The Tom Shalhoub Show.
Do you feel like we are winning? We have certainly put a lot of resources into defeating terrorism since 9/11.
Early afternoons right before the drive on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
It's the 90th Annual Mendocino County Fair and Apple Show, Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th at the Boonville Fairgrounds, 9 a.m. to midnight daily. Live entertainment throughout the grounds, carnival rides, Mendocino County apples, wine and cider tastings, CCPRA rodeo Saturday and Sunday, and country singer Rick Brantley. Rolling Stone Magazine's top 10 country artists to know. That's the 90th Annual Mendocino County Fair and Apple Show, September 15th through the 17th. Info at mendocountyfair.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the North Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the North Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The North Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-700-6211. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-700-6211. That's 1-800-700-6211.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
So the power situation has been alleviated in Santa Rosa. That's good news. Make it a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is FM News Talk Radio at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Scott Goldberg. A criminal investigation in Hollywood, Florida, after five patients at a nursing home without air conditioning die.
The nursing home patients had been living inside the center for days without air conditioning. Hollywood, Florida Police Chief Tom Sanchez.
Police and fire responded this morning regarding some patients that were in critical need of care. Today, right now, we have five confirmed deaths at this facility.
Three were found dead inside the nursing home. Two more died at hospitals. Over 100 other patients were evacuated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Across Florida, more than 3 million customers still don't have any power after Hurricane Irma. Crews hope to have most of that power restored by the end of the week. In Washington, President Trump continues his bipartisan outreach. He's inviting Democrats to dinner.
President Trump seems to be in a very social mood. For the second night in a row, he's invited lawmakers to the White House for dinner and some policy talk. Tonight, it's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.